Hello and welcome to An Hour with an Angel with Linda Dillon, the channel for the Counsel of Love and author of The New You, Emerging into the Brilliance of Humanity's Heart Consciousness. Joining her is Steve Becco, founder of the Golden Age of Gaia and author of Building Nova Earth Toward a World That Works for Everyone. Our guest today is the Divine Mother. So with that, I'll pass it on to you, Steve.
Thank you very much, Graham. And just to remind our listeners that we've changed our airtime from Monday, 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time, to Thursday, 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time. The Divine Mother is the creator, preserver, and transformer of the universe. So it's a very great pleasure to have her on the show. Divine Mother, welcome.
And welcome to you. Welcome to each and every one of you. Beloved family and children, adults, parents, each of you divine sparks, bringers of light and bringers of love, each of you, of course, being me. You do not think of this very often, but it is something that I had wished to open with, to emphasize and to reemphasize, that there is no being, no energy within any universe that does not carry my essence. And I remind you of this day, as I continue to send directly from my core my love, my clarity, and my expansion. And beloved ones, if you wish to have a way in which to visualize or to picture or to feel this, it begins as clarity, as clear energy, and it fades to the white light and to the pale blue, to the brilliant sapphire, and to the blue diamond. And it travels directly into your core, into your heart, and expands the wonder and the knowing of the wonder of the presence of who you are. It has never been part of the plan that you be unconscious. And yes, through this gift, this allowance of free will, that has happened and occurred not only in this universe and on this beautiful planet of Gaia, but never really has the mantle of illusion been so thick and distorted and torn as it has become upon my Gaia. Now all of that is shed, and you are re-emerging into the truth of who you are, into the fullness and recognition of your own bright self. And as you do that, as you receive the gifts, the energy, the love that we send you through divine movement, that others send you from the various realms of existence and the many realms and dimensions, you are able not only to join with yourself, but with us and with each other. You are recognizing the pattern of genuine relationship and what that looks and feels like in this gift, not only of heart consciousness and interdimensionality, but physicality as well. As you rise, you are more able to clearly grasp not only the idea or the concept, the construct of creation in its fullest sense, but you are able to join with us. Is this part of the plan? Dear hearts, it is the plan. There are many details, many aspects, many attunements, but the plan has always been one of union and reunion. And you have known this in your basic understanding of your spiritual journey back to us, back to One, back to Source, however you have defined it. But you are also coming to see how it might have true and joyous application in your life, in your experience as a human being, in this time of ascension, of this time of awakening, in this time of love. You are experiencing love in ways you have not known before. And you have not known or experienced it to this extent because the frequency, the vibration, was discordant. So you would catch glimpses and have minute, and I do mean minute, experiences of this heart fullness. And in that you would say, yes, there it is. And I want more. And that has acted as a catalyst to move you forward. Think of it in this way. There is a great deal of discussion with Sunat Kamara, with Yeshua, with Michael, about electromagnetic fields, because it is a way for you to understand who you are and how you operate. but you do not tend to think of the greater universe of which you are an integral part as that electromagnetic field. So I wish you to think about something and to feel this in your heart as you are pulling us towards you and pulling the love, the knowledge, the joy, the fulfillment towards you, and in your electrical self climbing the spiral. At the same time, we are magnetizing you to us, to all. And we are reaching to you so that this union not only can take place, that does take place and takes place not now and then, but constantly. Because that is love. It has many faces and many forms and many chapters, particularly in the definition and understanding of humanity. But the one thing about love is that it is constant. That is why so often I say to you, I am the Divine Mother, Mother of Constancy, Mother of Change, Mother of Consistence. It is all. It ebbs, it flows, but it is constant. Whether you choose, and we cannot fathom that you would not choose love. So when you do, and as you do, you are adding to the constancy of your very soul, of your essence, of your capacity to be in union with me. The more that you are in union with me, with all, then it is quite literal. You are able to be in union with each other. And that is the purpose of existence. It is actually very simple. It is about the unity and the love. Now, sweet son, where do you wish to start?
Well, Mother, in sacred partnership, is it not the case that for the male, his partner is the embodiment of the Divine Mother, and for the female, her partner is the embodiment of the Divine Father. Is that not the case?
Not entirely, my friend. The short answer would be for me to agree and to say, well done. That is not what you are asking. You are asking, and I mean all of you, are asking for a depth of understanding that you have not fully had before.
Yes.
Now you have come leagues, but of course there is further yet to go. there is no true separation between the Father and I. There is delineation and definition, just as there is in your own roles and the old choices that you have made time after time. When you come into sacred union, you are both and you are all with what you would think of as primary energies. Too often, and this is part of a bleed through from the black and white of the old third, you think either or, and that has been useful for advancement and understanding wisdom, knowledge, and joy. So it is not a criticism, for I do not criticize. When you are in sacred union, and it does not matter whether it is male, female, male, male, female, female, because what we are talking is energetics. There is the embodiment, for purposes of explanation, the masculine will tend to embody my energy, and vice versa. The feminine will merge and embody the father. But because there is no separation, it is not as pure or as delineated as one might think, so that there is the blend, and in that blend there is the time when the one that is holding the divine masculine will in fact hold the divine feminine, because that is what is required in the true union. And again, vice versa. So there is this ebb and flow, the infinity, and you are meeting in the middle, in the still point of creation, of the place of insemination, inspiration, implosion, explosion. And I have not even begun to speak of sexuality. So is it correct what you say? Yes. But broaden it, my friends, my family. Think of it in this way. Most of you have had experiences of mothers, and there have been certainly a wide range and variety. And there are some when the saying would be that truly the mother is wearing the pants in the family. And that was a subtle recognition that in fact the feminine was carrying the masculine energy. But at the same time, you would see that feminine in all her feminine glory as well. So it is the blend. Because to be in sacred union, one of the keys, the elements, is this allowance. There have been references to the puzzle pieces sitting together. But think of those puzzle pieces as being fluid, as being water molecules that move and dance and transmute and transform according to desire and need in its truest sense, and what you are creating in that moment. So when you are truly in union, there is this allowance for adaptation. So in some ways, you become both male and female. And that is the celebration. That is part of the joy. Because it is in this recognition of both elements and the desire for both elements to be present. Do you understand what I say?
Totally, Mother. Yes, thank you. Can I ask you another question?
I would be delighted.
All right, I don't want to interrupt you, but is it your plan both to teach us unit of consciousness and to reconstruct society by first having us reunite with parts of ourselves and then unite in sacred union? And then in sacred circles, and then in projects, and so on. Are these the building blocks of the new society?
Yes. And that is what we have channeled. That is what we have written. That is what I teach. That is what I say. Yes. How do you love the unknown stranger across the planet if you have not known any form of union with yourself and with your beloved? For some, and I do mean a few, the beloved may be a friend, or a child, or a parent, but for most of you, and you are seeing this explosion, it is a divine partner. It is your sacred other that you choose, and that you finally are seeing and recognizing, because you are seeing and recognizing and accepting and cherishing yourself. So yes, it begins small, and it continues to expand out. It is really a very simple plan. My plan is for the entire group of humanity to fall in love. And I do not mean in the old way. I mean in the cherishing, the freedom, the liberation, the co-creation. And it begins two by two.
Well, Mother, I think a lot of our listeners, when they heard Archangel Michael talk about the plan, probably were saying to themselves, if I'm at all correct, how can this be not gradual? How can we meet our spiritual partners in a rapid fashion? And others might be wondering where they're going to find the wherewithal to create a different relationship, let's say, from the ones they're used to. And what do you have to say to them?
It begins with your sacred self. Do you think that I am penetrating your heart, your mind, your mental body, your entire field, and the entire field of the space between the spaces, the entire field of Gaia, and far beyond, and that I am not able to assist you with details and wherewithal? Where do you begin? You begin with desire. You begin with a dream. You begin with not the idea, but the deep heartfelt, because this is your core, the desire to engage. Now I speak to you as Mother. When you say to me that you cannot proceed because of this or that circumstance, then what you are doing unconsciously, my children, you are putting up the barriers. And what you are truly doing is you are saying to me, I don't believe that I am worthy. I don't believe that I am worthy and deserving that you are going to attend to me adequately so that first I can love and cherish myself and recognize my divinity, so that I am free to expose myself. Yes, that etheric nakedness that Michael has spoken of and that I am asking all of you to do. You put up these barriers because you are frightened. You say it cannot happen fast. And I am asking you, why not? What is your reason? And give those false illusions to me. Give them to your friends. Give them to your guides. Give them to your star brothers and sisters. You can say, I am placing rationality aside, because when I am honest, when I place the fear aside, all I desire is love. Is to be seen and known and cherished. And in that, it gives me the strength, the trust, and the faith to go forward and create. So when you find yourself saying, how? Let it go. I do not reveal all the details of the plan. There is no human computer, not even your star brothers, have adequate technology for all the details of the plan. And within that, the journey back to us begins with you saying yes. Now there are those of you, and I hear you. I hear you every night and every day. And you say, but Mother, I have tried to give this to you. And I have cried out in the night. And I am loving myself. And I am appreciating myself. And I am accepting myself. But it does not seem that anyone else is. I beg you, go deeper. You each have a depth and a breadth and a magnitude that you have only just begun to explore and to utilize. This is your time. It does not hurt when you cry to heaven. And yes, I have even heard you swear. There is even a place for moments of despair and disillusion if it moves you forward. Because in that place of believing that you are not helped, that you are hopeless, and that you do not understand how this will come forth, you surrender. Surrender is what union and partnership is about. In many ways, you meet your beloved and you do see each other because you have new eyes. You have expanded. And for some of you, it has been so gradual and so subtle, you do not realize you have expanded. Nevertheless, it is true. So you recognize your beloved. And then you fall down on the ground in ecstasy. And you surrender. You surrender to the bliss and the wonder. Not only that this is occurring, but that it is even possible. And when you stand back up, when your beloved extends the hand to help you up, you are expanded even stronger, more fully, more capable to share this with friends, with family. And the more you engage in this unity, not only do you create Nova Earth, but you are reflecting, you are behaving, you are having the experience of what it is to be divine.
Thank you, Mother. You say either you surrender. You say that you surrender to the bliss and the ecstasy. Also, this tremendous experience of love that you're describing can be almost more than one can bear. It's like you want to leave your body. It's so ecstatic and so full. But before you comment on that, maybe I could point to one other matter that I'd like confirmation from you on, and that's that I had an explosive experience of love on Friday, last Friday, about 4 or 5 days ago now, or whatever it is, and it seemed to show me that the way to unit of consciousness was that love would arise and sweep away separative consciousness, and that unit of consciousness was always already there. It was just overburdened with separative consciousness. Am I correct in that?
Yes, you are. That is the way. Love will sweep you and the planet. And in many ways, dear heart, that is ascension. Because what it also does is implode greater consciousness. You do not live in the old realm. Is it more? Yes. But yes, that is the way that you move forward. It is the way that you experience. And it does sweep you away. That is what I mean by the surrender and the bliss. And make no mistake about it. You do leave your body. And you inhabit your body. You explode. And you feel all the energy of the universe. And then because you are becoming attuned to that feeling, that ecstasy, it steps down, and then you anchor it within your expanded field. But each time you do the connection, it expands you more and more and more, and your capacity to love, to create, to do, to be, to connect more and more and more until there is no memory, no experience of separation. It was an illusion. It is a false grid. And it has been the shackles. But it is not real. So, yes. Now, let us also speak about those of you who say, well, you know, I have been in love, but it interfered with my mission and purpose. you have a human expression on earth. It is Pasha. That is utter nonsense. Yes, I speak bluntly today as your mother. Dear hearts, your mission and purpose is to be, to know, and to experience love. Everything else emanates, grows, is fertilized by that. If you are not having the knowing, the joy, the bliss of love, then you are not on purpose. Many of you have devoted your lives. I'm not talking years. I'm talking lives, knowingly and unknowingly. You have committed to me eon after eon to this mission and purpose of love. And it has many facets and expressions. But never, never do I ask you to enslave yourself to work that does not include love. If it is not infused with this love and with this sense of connection, of unity, of sacred union, then how does it transform everything on your planet? You would just be replacing mechanical for mechanical, institutional for institution. No, that does not work. That is not my plan. The starting point is the love. And then you sit back together and you say, well, what does a loving institution look like? Well, perhaps it isn't an institution at all, because it is simply community creating what is required in integrity and sweetness and tenderness, kindness, consideration, the divine qualities in action. I want, and therefore, I create. In your heart, in this moment, the desire for each of you to know the love and the unity that the Father and I share. This is the starting and the finishing point. And it is my gift to you.
Thank you, Mother. Mother, if I were to transition to the fourth dimension on the other side of life, to the astral planes, I would find that my body is different, that I lack the body parts, let's put it that way, to enjoy physical love. We are going to be transitioning to our light bodies, our fifth dimensional light bodies. Is it accurate to say that these last months and years, I don't know when ascension will be, but this time before our ascension is, in fact, the last opportunity to make physical love.
No, that is not completely so. Now, when you are in the higher dimensionality, and yes, you have a multitude of forms, and each of them is glorious. But in the human realm, why we created the third dimension of physicality was so you could have that physical experience. And you can adopt form in and out, in and out. Will you have a sensation of physicality as you choose, as you desire? Yes. Because you see, you are still even now having an experience of physical Gaia, even as the illusion is crumbling. So it is not your final opportunity to have a physical experience, but will it shift? And will it be determined by choice? And where you wish to position yourself? Yes, that is correct.
Is it germane for listeners to know a little bit more about what that experience is on the fifth dimension that you are pointing to?
It is a purity of form. It is a place, as Michael has spoken to you a long time ago, it is a purity of form. What you have come to think of as your light bodies, or what we would often call your diamond bodies, that do not know such transcendence or such changeability as disease or aging or inabilities to transport yourself or communicate or to explore mentally or emotionally, physically, in any realm. It has different definitions there. But it is still, it is a purity. It is a level of purity.
All right. A lot of...
Do not too eager to abandon your physical form.
But it's subject to
disease.
Because
it is serving you. It is housing you. And you do not get to abandon it until you have absolutely loved and cherished it. Oh yes, there are ways, death, disease, but that is of the old way. So understand that is fading as well. So if you wish to transition out of your physical form, then I would suggest you hurry up.
Thank you, Mother. We're heading towards ascension. We're in an Olympic sprint, Archangel Michael has said. A lot of channelers are talking about the event, some event that's coming up. Now, my understanding is this event is not ascension, but can you tell us what this event is and what we can expect from it and where it fits into the plan, what it contributes to our movement towards ascension, please?
It is another expansion of your ability to hold love and heart consciousness. The more you expand your capacities and your willingness to hold heart consciousness, which is the totality, and I do mean the totality, then when you do that, then you are in full preparation. So that is what, and it is not simply a singular moment. And you already have been experiencing these waves. And what I suggest to all of you is, as you experience these waves, return to them. Bring them back. Call them forth again and again and again. You will feel in and out of body, and there is nothing to fear about that. It is the process of becoming. So the event, as you are referring to it, is the wave of love that is sweeping the planet. You have only begun, with my gift of clarity, to have a tiny baptism. Think of it as a drop on the forehead. Well, get ready for the tsunami.
That's pretty exciting. A lot of us have had a history, shall we say, of, and you have spoken to this earlier in the program, but I'm hoping you'll amplify it a bit more. We've had a history of relationships that either didn't get off the ground or perhaps featured approaches that weren't workable. And I know that the love you're washing us in is raising our confidence, but if we find ourselves in a moment of fear, what would you recommend we think or do or say to handle that temporary rising of fear around sacred partnership?
Acknowledge the fear. When I have spoken earlier of these false obstacles that most beings can and do raise at some point as a to push love away. When the fear arises, look at it. Know it for what it is, that it is simply an internal mechanism of the old, as real as you are. Honor it the way you honor yourself. Be honest about it with your sacred partner, so that they are understanding of what is occurring. Because what happens with these situations is that it often will feel and trigger feelings of rejection and fear in the other person. So if you can just treat it as, I think I'm getting a cold, and then you can quickly take some spiritual vitamin C. So address it, honor it, embrace it, see it for what it is. It is nothing more than a stray thread in the fractured tapestry of your heart. It is nothing more than a wisp of smoke that comes and goes. You do not need to inhale it and choke yourself. And then give it to me. Now, when I say that, you say, but Mother, I think I do, or I am trying. And this is, again, the surrender piece. And we have talked about falling on the ground in ecstasy. But there is also falling on the ground to simply surrender that which no longer serves you. You do not need, you cannot fully understand how I take these things from you. I give you tools. I give you mechanisms, many schools, many trains of thought. It matters not. You still do not understand. What you do understand is that you may surrender it because your core essence is simply afraid that you are not worthy of love. That ember, that spark of unity, of connectedness, of love that has always been within you is not burning brightly enough. But when you remove the dampness of that fear, it allows that ember to gain strength. Part of the unity is you understanding. You do not need to do everything alone. You are in union with each other. And you are in union with us.
Thank you very much for that, Mother.
I love you all dearly. Proceed.
Thank you, Mother.
Farewell.